Chuck Chat Freestyle for August 14th, 2015, Dog Days of Summer, Season 4, Episode 11. Here we go. Ah, a beautiful 109 degrees Fahrenheit today. Warm and balmy. You know, when I was freezing in Wisconsin, these are the days I longed for. Something like that. How are you? Oh, I got a breeze coming up here. It's kind of interfering with the microphone. You know, at 109, you'd think a breeze would be a welcome thing. Unless you're recording. Well, you know, I'm going to have to break this thing into three sections today because I've got the personal stuff, I've got a response section to everybody else's podcast that I've collected in the last couple of days, and then I've got my topic, and there's the breeze. Maybe I can shadow it some. No, can't use my hand. I'm going to try and move somewhere else where there's still shade but no breeze. Okay, pardon me while it sounds like I'm walking through an F5 tornado. First item up is, where's my Dragon Con badge? Not necessarily the badge, but the card that says, hey, bring this to Dragon Con. We'll look forward to seeing you. Started seeing people on Facebook getting theirs, and I went, well, I always get nervous at this time of year, and it happens every year, and I tend to be a little data retentive. And if I purchase something, I take a screenshot or something and stick it in Evernote. Well, I looked through Evernote and I saw no sign that I ever signed up for Dragon Con. And here it is, a scant less than 20 days away. And I don't have my little card and I show no record of it. And one nice gentleman on Facebook said, go to the store and click on my account. And if you see it there, you purchased it. If not, you did not. And I did not, to make a long story short. So I had to purchase it, and the early bird special is clearly over at this point, and I paid full price. That was a bit painful. But lesson learned. I don't even know when registration opened. I think it was April, maybe March. Who knows? I know when the I was right on top of the parade announcements, and I was thinking, well, do you really need a badge? Unless you're going to the Walk of Fame or sitting in a panel, most of the stuff I do with the podcasters and hang out with people, probably not. Except the parade. You got to have the little flag hanging from your badge, at least to show them that you're in the parade. That sucked. So, yeah, I got that taken care of. The good news is there's still room to sign up for Dragon Con. Oh, man. I got everything else, I hope. I went to the costume shop a couple of days ago and picked up a couple of cans of orange hairspray for Craig because he's doing Fry from Futurama once again. His hairspray last year was meh. No insult there, buddy. But yeah, I think he knows it too. It wasn't the impact you were looking for to say, I am the bright orange-haired Fry character from Futurama. The stuff I got him this year? Oh, yeah. He'll be brighter than the pylons keeping the crowds back. So, looking forward to that. Also picked up, I changed the Star Trek costume up a little bit. Last year I went as the unfortunate red shirt with my brains all bloody and a Klingon dagger sticking out of my head and a sign that said the unfortunate red shirt. This year I'm going as the fortunate red shirt. So I picked up some gold chains. I was going to do a gold tooth, but didn't quite know how that stuck on the tooth or some gold paint to stick on the teeth, but they were out. So I got rings and blings and things, and I'm going as the fortunate red shirt. I'm going to have to pick up, I could bring some of my fake $1 million bills, too. Just thought of that. Yeah, and just wave some fake cash around. I'm the fortunate red shirt, because that's a fictional character, right? Nothing wrong with that. And then finally, a bit of Dragon Con news. If you are going and you've been there before, you know that the carpet on that second level of the Marriott is kind of taken on an iconic status. There are even some people that did a cosplay as the carpet and were told to leave because they might be a tripping hazard because they've camouflaged into the carpet. It has been changed. I just saw a picture posted a few hours ago that it is now this brown and tan and gray striped thing, and somebody has coined the term the skid mark carpet. So no more iconic carpet, and the people are not happy. The fans are revolting. Of course they are, sir. Now for the response section. Dave, the corporate ladder thing. You'd mentioned that you don't want to be a manager, but you've got a friend who's like a VP or CEO of something, and he's only a couple of years older than you. Don't sweat it, man. I learned this a long time ago. It's not how high of a rank you have, because the higher you go on the corporate ladder, the more your job is at risk and the harder it is to find a new job when you need one. And those people, there's a different sense of satisfaction. I have been a manager at one point for a few years, probably a total of five. It's a different level of satisfaction than the tactical I built this, look what I made thing. It's more of a plate tectonic thing, where after a few years you go, look at the people I promoted, and their careers are happy, and the people I brought on board, and how well I interview. So it's a different sense of accomplishment, but it is kind of cool. Don't rule it out as a career nowhere, but if you are happy, that's all that matters. Find joy in whatever you do, and do whatever you enjoy, and things will work out. So not trying to, you know, make the best of a bad situation, certainly, which it's not, but when confronted with the situation, don't discount new challenges in new areas. It may be rewarding in ways you didn't think of. Michael Butler and Led Zeppelin kind of was, I won't say a poser, but I think you said you did like him. I think this goes to Dave too. I'm in the same boat. Led Zeppelin just seemed overrated. It seemed like the people who enjoyed Led Zeppelin, I never really resonated with me. There are a couple of songs. I can't recall them offhand. It's kind of like Pink Floyd. I know the songs, but I don't know all the titles. I'm with you. Led Zeppelin is one of those iconic bands. And I think individually, I like the people better than as a whole. And maybe it was just Robert Plant's lyrics, but I think I enjoyed Robert Plant best when he left and went off on his own and did the Honey Drippers thing. It's like, wow, that's the same guy? He wasn't doing what Michael called, what was it, vocal jerking off with all the wailing that he does. I know that was kind of the signature sound in a lot of those songs. Again, I wish I could name some names to the songs and you go, oh yeah, that one. And I'm not going to sing the lyrics like Michael does. That is his own special thing on Rock and Roll Geek Show. And if you want to really laugh at something, go back and listen to the one from today. I think it was today. Maybe it was yesterday. The 13th or 14th, where his listener called in about the Styx concert. Listen to it on double speed. I was laughing the entire time. It's great listening to Michael sing Dennis DeYoung at double speed. That was my entertainment today. Final topic. The show movie book review. Today's topic is... Oh, and thanks for the review on the Dog Days of Podcasting group about The Wire. I will certainly consider rejoining it. They've said, Chuck, give it another shot. So I will do that when the time comes. I can't guarantee when that time will be. As Craig knows, sometimes I watch shows 3, 4, 10 years later, as you will hear as it comes up in sometimes 40 years later, like I did with The Godfather. But today's show is Helix on Sci-Fi Channel. This was an interesting show. It's kind of like Falling Skies. I wanted to like this show, but I found myself laboriously watching it to... What is buzzing? Somebody's air conditioner must be on, and I think the neighbors are talking. So, oh well, now I'm talking to myself. I wanted to like this show. And season one had an interesting premise. I thought the first 3, 4, 5 shows were like, wow, this is kind of cool. You know, it kind of had that zombie vibe going on. But then it got a little laborious towards the end. It's like, all right, when's the next exciting thing going to happen? When is the story going to move on and the characters develop? And there were some interesting plot lines and character developments in there. I'm not saying it's a total wash-up, but I'm not saying it's... I eagerly awaited the next episode either. Season 2 was a good season as well. That finished up in the spring time frame, I think, April-ish. The story, they took a different story. They took most of the characters from Season 1 into Season 2 into a new situation. And I actually thought this was slightly better in Season 2. I don't know if the writers kind of felt their groove or not, but it still felt like I was trying too hard to like this show. So overall, I give Season 2... I'll give Helix overall about a 5.5. Now I'm into decimals, at least one decimal point of precision. Because Season 1, I think, was like a 5. It was kind of interesting, okay, maybe. Season 2, I think, was slightly better. I'll give it a 6. So overall, I'll give it a 5.5. That is all. Let me find my little music soundboard again, because I get to hit a button, and I'm done.
There's that music again. That means that's all for this time. So let me tell you how to get in touch with me if you're so inclined. My podcasts are at chuckchat.com, where they've been since 2004. More general information about me is at Chuck Tomasi. I assume you can spell Chuck, right? But Tomasi is T-O-M-A-S-I, and there you'll find links to Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, books, career notes, and all that stuff. Some shows are recorded in the Binary Studio in sunny Phoenix, Arizona, and the rest are recorded on my phone using Boss Jock. I'm sure you can tell the difference just by listening. This show is part of the Dog Days of Podcasting, a challenge for podcasters to make a podcast a day for 30 days, about this time each year, August. Thanks to my friend and coworker Craig Stepp for coming up with the idea in 2012. For more information about the Dog Days of Podcasting, head over to dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Thank you for listening, and I give you a binary high five. 101.